friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial or WWDBAM.com for internet listening. Or you can listen on the go by downloading the WWDBAM app. Well, we want to thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. We pray that all is well with you and your family. And it is always our prayer that during our time together, you will feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. It is me. It is your girl. It's your sister. It is your friend. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And today I am flying solo. Husband could not be here with us today, but I'm so glad you'll be with me for the next 30 minutes as we continue the journey into the season of Advent. We're ushering into the season, Christmas season. And as we mentioned in the past, Advent, the word Advent, the concept is derived from the Latin word Adventus. In other words, A-D-V-E-N-T-U-S. That means the coming or arrival. Advent gives us a season filled with not only celebration, but expectation and hope of Jesus's coming and his arrival. And that's something to get excited about. And so, my friends, we are in the second week of the season of Advent, and this week's theme is peace. And I'm going to go to a familiar passage of scripture. Isaiah 9 and 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. It signifies wholeness, completeness. And this peace is fulfilled with the coming of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as prophesied by Isaiah and recorded in the Gospels. And so, beloved, my prayer for you and your family during this season is that you reflect on the peace Jesus has already secured for you. May you discern the signs of his peace in your lives today. May you live in anticipation of the day when God will restore you and heal you and make you whole. And so, beloved, as we go forward in the show, we're going to play some music, sounds of the season. Enjoy the music. We'll be back in a little while.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him. In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise him even in the midst of a trial.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. us adore him.
Come let us adore him.
Thank you.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Come on, say amen.
Yes,
we worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Joyful and triumphant, oh.
And we're back. And so, beloved, we hope you've enjoyed the music. And as we enter into the Christmas season, let us remember that our salvation is a gift from our God. We didn't earn it, and quite frankly, we don't deserve it. So we cannot boast that we did anything to receive it, But we certainly thank our Heavenly Father for the gift of salvation. And here's what I know. All he expects in return is that we accept it by faith. The Holy Scripture says the just shall live by faith. And we know that the word of God tells us in Hebrews 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Without it, it's impossible to please God. And here's what I love about faith. If we just have faith like a mustard seed, a very small, tiny mustard seed, we can speak to mountains and tell them, I need you to move. And it's got to move out of our lives. And so I want to encourage somebody, anybody, everybody today. You may be facing some great challenges in your life. You may be going through a difficult season, but I want to encourage you to allow your faith to move those mountains in your life. Speak to the mountains in your life and tell them they've got to go in the name of Jesus. And the scripture says a small amount of faith can have a great impact. The mustard seed is a powerful symbol because it starts very small, but it has the propensity to grow into a great, big, large tree. The mustard seed parable in the Bible teaches that God's word can have a transformative power, even though it may seem small at first. It also lets us know that great things can come from humble beginnings. And so we thank God. Thank God for his word that allows us to speak life, speak the word over our circumstances, and watch God work on our behalf. Well, my friends, that's our show for today. And we want to thank you, our loyal listeners, for tuning in week after week, for praying for us, for giving us your feedback. We appreciate it. We don't take your time for granted. You're giving us the best part of you, and that is your time. Beloved, we do not want to leave you without extending the invitation to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior in your life. It's as easy as A, B, C. A, admit what you have done wrong and ask for forgiveness. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And B, believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again as payment for your sins. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's good news. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, C, confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life. Romans 10:13 lets us know everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And pray and invite the Lord to come in your life. If you've applied the ABCs and prayed that prayer, you did it. Beloved, praise be unto God. You are saved. And that calls for celebration. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over your soul. And so are we. And the next steps are to get connected with a Bible believing, Bible teaching, disciple making church so you can grow in community with fellow believers. And if you need help getting connected, give us a call at 484-734-0802, and we'll be glad to help you get connected. Well, beloved, that's our show for today, and as always, our prayer for you and your family is that the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Until next time, beloved, be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care, everybody.
Almighty. shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
Love.